I need to say something to you, and I need you to understand that I'm saying it with peace and love. Okay? You are very annoying. You are. It's undisputed, non-negotiable facts. Because you are so ready to not believe in yourself, and it's really annoying. You, with your defeatist bullshit about no one's ever gonna fall in love with me, what have I got to offer someone? Love! That is what you have to offer, okay? Love and consistency and time and caring and just being you. But no, you're so feckin' obsessed with being like, oh, well, I'm not this high, I don't weigh this much, I don't make this much. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? And the people that do give a shit, do you want to be with them? Do you want them in your life, in your space, in your intimate zone, judging you, bringing you down, criticizing you? I don't think so. So why do you insist on holding yourself to the standard that you never even believed in the first place? Because I can't stand to see how down you get about it. Because it's so annoying, because you get so down about it and you're like, oh, it's never gonna happen. It's like, no, bitch, you're confirming your own biases. I know, I've been there. You can't give up. No, you can't give up, because then I have to give up. If there's no chance of you finding true love, what the hell am I gonna do? Seriously. No, but I'm allowed to be down about myself, because that's factual. Oh, alright, fine. I have tits, and I'm not negative all the time, so I don't know. You cannot be judging me on the self-deprecation. You are way, way worse. And mostly I'm just ambivalent to myself. You are feckin' mean. Mean and snidey and judgmental to yourself. You do realize you're on your team, right? That has cropped up in your mind. Babushka, sweet one, baby girl / boy / silly goose. You're not doing yourself any favors. And I know you know that because you're self-aware enough, but you really need to recognize that being shitty to yourself is not good. Because your brain takes in the things that you say to it, and if you constantly tell it it's a piece of shit, it's gonna think, I shall confirm that bias again and again and again. And that's what you're doing here, sitting in my flat, feeling sorry for yourself, complaining that no one's ever gonna fall in love with you, when you never give anyone the feckin' chance. And I recognize that I also participate in this shitty, self-destructive behavior. But since it's happening to you also, it's a lot easier to see. And so I can say, as someone who loves you, maybe you should cut that shit out. Because we're already not young, and someday we're gonna die. And I don't know about you, but feck. I'd like to be in love with someone. Wouldn't you? Yes, you would. That's why you complain about it all the time. And I'm not having a go at you. I don't think either of us are doing ourselves or each other any good by sitting here and going, oh, the end is nigh. I think we've created a smelly, sweaty echo chamber. Maybe we should stop. Because you have good qualities. God damn it. And so do I, somewhere, I think. Maybe. Deep, deep inside. I don't know. See? See. You can say that I have them, and I can see that you have them, so we need to work on seeing our own. Because one, it'll be good for our mental health, and two, it really creeps people out when you have no sense of self-esteem. And it should. We should not be waiting for this relationship to change us and make us better people and suddenly fix us, okay? That's not someone else's responsibility. And yes, people can be very healing and they can make us feel loved and seen and heard, but they can't fundamentally change the way we see ourselves. We have to do that, and it's exhausting. It's like, God, really? More work outside of actual work, outside of hobbies, outside of moving my body and eating the vegetables? More? But so far, this self-pitying shtick really hasn't been working. Because here we both are, complaining and saying, oh, woe is me. And it's like, well, woe is going to be me when you stay inside and don't talk to people and confirm your own biases online by going, look, look, scary, ah, judgmental, ah, stay inside. I know I sound like a know-it-all preachy asshole right now, but I'm not trying to. I'm just saying what we're doing now clearly isn't working. So mayhaps, somehow, we might need to challenge our current pattern. I agree, fuck me, but... I think behind the fuck you, there's a little bit of acknowledgement that, hey, she might be talking some sense. Oh, I have no idea. I'm just slightly below average intelligence, which means I am aware that something is wrong, but I have no idea how to fix it. Which is fun. Slash not fun, slash scary, slash... Oh, I just know this isn't working. Laying next to each other and going, oh... That's never gonna happen. I mean, don't get sick of your own feckin' brain. Yes, it just goes on and on and on. And so you watch the movie and you play the music and you go la 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 la, and then still your brain is there. And you know what? We've done that. We've programmed our brain to go, look, see, you are shit, look, you're not competing well enough, look, everybody's ahead of you, and so your brain goes, ah, 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 you're behind. It's like, behind what? What? I'm a mammal. I'm alive because my dad creamed in my mum. That is why I'm alive, and my purpose is to live. Fake, pointless... But still, I'm here. And I recognise that this is not inspiring, but why does everything have to be inspiring? Why can't it just be... life? I don't even know what I'm saying anymore, apart from... I'm done with the whole woe is me that's never gonna happen shtick, because it's just... I don't know that that's true. You don't know that's true. We're just full of shit. Both of us. Still like you, though. A lot. Partly because I've known you so long, and also partly because you're just good. Well, you don't harass people, you don't attack people, you do small acts of kindness where you can. It's just good. Good energy, good egginess, not... I don't know. And this is another reason that I just... I don't know how to speak to people or say anything, but Those are skills. They can be improved. With practice and determination, someday, somehow, I might have a conversation that makes sense and has an endpoint. We can dream. The point is, I don't want to keep confirming my biases. I don't want to think everybody's an asshole. I don't want to be scared constantly and terrified that someone's going to find some flaw in me. I am flawed. Flawed to feck, I'm like an old stained wobbly coffee table. And you know what? I have to be okay with that because there's also good parts to the wobbly stained coffee table. Just like you, okay? Yes, sometimes you're a little bit inconsiderate. You're a little bit in your own head. A bit self-involved. We all are. We're people. That doesn't mean we can't do good or have connections or make friends or... You know? There is a point here somewhere. It's just buried under non-committal sentences. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes? So are we gonna try to stop being self-pitying pieces of shit? We're gonna have a try? We're gonna have a try. Good egg. Whilst we're trying, can we order Chinese? Because I'm feckin' starving and Rome was not built on an empty stomach. We can do this. We can do this. With a full belly and some bravery, some things are possible.